Welcome to the Mesa City Council study session for November the 9th. We have a full council. No one's excused. We're all here. The first item on the agenda for this study session is to review the agenda for tonight's regular council meeting. So, council, please refer to the agenda for the full meeting. Currently, everything is on the consent agenda. So the first few pages, agenda items 1, 2, and 3. 3 are liquor license applications. 4 are various contracts. 5 is take action on the following insurance contract and bond, a resolution related to insurance renewals. I know we've had a staff presentation on the bidding of the insurance contracts a few weeks ago. And Mr. Smith, if you don't mind, why don't you give us a quick, did everything turn out on the bidding of the insurance contracts the way you were hoping?
Mayor, Council, yeah, we got great numbers. In fact, largely due to the success of Mark Stedman, the litigation group, and also the departments within the city. So the general liability insurance is actually, you know, is really remaining flat. The property insurance is remaining flat. The real only increase is the aviation, largely in part because of the purchase of the new helicopter. But overall, we're looking at really sort of just very modest increases on the overall insurance. The resolution is to allow for future renewals if there's also just a modest 2.5% or less increase. And so, you know, we're optimistic about that, too, going forward.
Thank you. So, again, to repeat what we heard during the staff presentation, we have had a very good year when it comes to claims, and that's reflected in the positive quotes that we got on our insurance contracts. So please pass along our thanks again to Risk Management for doing a great job. Agenda item 6 is take action on the following resolutions. And then 7 is taking public comment on an ordinance, a zoning ordinance. Yes, Mr. Luna.
Mr. Wesley, were you able to work that out with the developer and Mr. Lake?
Mayor, Councilmember Luna, yes. The applicant has responded to some of the issues about the parking and some of the redesign issues that came up before. It's all good. Staff is supportive of this final design.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you.
And Mayor, if I may, I just want to clarify just for the agenda because of the nature of it, is that it's on consent for approval. I think that's the intent of council. Okay. I just want to make sure that's clear just because of how it's come to council now as far as the recommendation. So I just want to make sure that's the intent.
I see the applicant nodding yes.
Okay.
Well, I just want to make sure the council...
That's council's intent that the consent agenda is for approval.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was recommended for approval by planning and zoning, and that's how it's on our agenda, is for approval. Okay. Well, okay, sounds like there's nothing coming off the consent for the formal council meeting. So the next item on the agenda for this meeting is to hear a presentation and provide direction to the fire and medical department regarding the donation of a fire pumper to the East Valley Institute of Technology. Good to have our fire department staff here, administration. Sounds like a good idea. What can you tell us about this item?
Good afternoon, Mayor and Council. I'm Assistant Chief Corey Hayes with Mesa Fire and Medical, and we have our Assistant to the Fire Chief, Tara Acuna, who will be doing the presentation for you today. She's taken over as the Program Manager over Resource Management, so she'll be doing the presentation.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. So this truck has been in service since 1997. It has over 200,000 miles on it. And EVIT has requested that we, or asked if we could donate another truck. So since this one's met all of its criteria, it is available to donate. It's no longer cost effective as a frontline or backup vehicle for Mesa Fire and Medical Department. The apparatus EVIT is currently using for training is beyond repair within their budget. It has it needs extensive engine repair, and their budget just won't let them do that.
Okay,
some
great
pictures.
Thank you, Mr. Kavanaugh.
Thank you. I encourage us to approve the this donation to the EBIT program. It's been a very successful program throughout the years. And in the past, we have donated, I think, two other trucks over the course of time that have served the students and faculty very well there. It's a great partnership to allow those students to have kind of real-world experience on really what is for them is great equipment to be able to use. But I think it's a very worthy request, and I hope that you would support it.
Thank you. Mr. Fincher, this is your era of fire engine, isn't it?
Sure. You're exactly right. I looked at it and said, I think I worked on that one. No, it's wonderful. I'm glad we're doing it.
Yeah. 1997, I mean, you were
just making friends all
you were in your prime in 1997. I remember you in 1997. Thank you. Well, if there's no other... Is this an action item? This is just here presentation, provide direction. So I imagine we need a motion then. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. Thank you for the presentation. Next item is to hear a presentation and discuss the timeline of the proposed Cadence Community Facilities District formation.
Good evening, Mayor, Council members. My name is Mike Kennington. I'm the Chief Financial Officer of City Mesa. With me is Scott Ruby, our outside counsel for CFDs from Gus Rosenfeld. We also have in the audience Harvard Investments. We've recently received a petition to form for the formation of the Cadence CFD. And today I kind of just wanted to take a couple minutes and take you through the timeline, the proposed timeline. Over the next several weeks, council will be also dealing with other community facilities district items, and so I kind of wanted to clarify the difference between what we have with the formation of Cadence CFD. So over the past year, the staff has worked with the developer on agreeing to the terms of the application according to our CFD guidelines and policy. In this next slide, you'll see where the proposed district is located, as you see just south of the East Marcus Community Facilities District. It's about 400 acres, about 2,100 units, residential units. And so we will be asking the City Council to consider the resolution forming the Cadence this Thursday and approving the development agreement. If the Council approves it, then Thursday, November 19th, the week after, the Cadence Board will be asked to meet and consider a resolution appointing the officers, ordering the election, and approving the development agreement. After that, we would publish and post notice of election. We would have the election on January 4th with the current landowners. And then finally, January 7th, we would ask the Cadence CFD board to consider the resolution canvassing the election results. So that's kind of the timeline where we're heading towards. In addition, we have Eastmark CFD items coming up over the next several months with SAD 5 as well. So I'd like to open up the time for any questions about Cadence.
Mr. Richens.
What property owners are involved outside of Harvard Investments?
It's a great question. I think there's Harvard Investments. There's a couple home builders. Let me ask Tim.
Sorry to make you get up, Tim.
No. So right now, the only property owner in Cadence is Harvard Investments and in our entities. We're negotiating with builders right now for our phase one, but they're not owners right now and wouldn't be until after the CFD was formed.
Now, I think Eastmark, wasn't the City Council the board of the, is that the expectation here again?
That's what we recommend, yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You know, I've had questions about the CFD. I've tried to come up to speed. I know a lot of the my fellow council members were involved in the Eastmark CFD and are knowledgeable on why we do this and when it's appropriate to do it. And so I've tried to come up to speed just anticipating, you know, a year from now, another home builder is going to come to Mesa and say, hey, we want to do a CFD. And it's not clear to me what the criteria are when we say you are a potential candidate for CFD or you're not. What the threshold is in terms of the size or the amenities that they're offering, it's still a little fuzzy to me as to when a CFD is appropriate and when it isn't. And I think it is appropriate in the Cadence situation. I think it's large enough, and you're directly next to Eastmark, which is a large CFD, and so I'm comfortable going forward in this situation. I'm still looking forward to, though, becoming better educated as to the next time a home builder comes or a master developer comes and says we want to do a CFD, when will I know if it's appropriate to say yes or no to that request?
Yeah, let me have Mr. Ruby answer that question.
Mayor, members of the council, Scott Ruby with Gust Rosenfeld. There's really kind of two segments to that question. First is just your policy question on how you want to utilize CFDs to supplement and encourage typically residential development. I know the city has been somewhat judicious in meeting with and promising developers CFDs. They're looking for more than just the basic residential subdivision and looking more for some either embellished or unique features, or in the case of Cadence, it happens to be in what we expect as a city to be one of our prime employment areas, has a kind of a very key future role in the development economically of our community. And so we, and a number of those findings are set forth in the resolution forming the district. I think we were a bit more sympathetic to Cadence in this regard because of where they are and who they are and some of the embellishments that they have presented to the city. I don't believe that the council is bound to take, for example, a Cadence type of development that is located somewhere else in a residential area and say, oh, by precedence, we have to approve this because we did it for Cadence. We've tried to make it very careful or articulate our reasons carefully why Cadence in this area for these reasons. Secondly, there's a financial aspect to all of these CFDs, and you have to say, will this thing be self-sustaining? Self-sustaining in a way that the 30-cent O&M tax, which would be authorized at the election, will be sufficient when the development occurs to pay its operation and maintenance expenses. The city obviously does not want to use its general funds to supplement that effort, nor do we want to continuously look for the developer to supplement the O&M side. So we have a number of pro formas run that anticipate certain growth rates. And we look to make sure that at the end of development or near the end that particular project will be self-sustaining. We've done an estimate of the operation and maintenance expenses. I will tell you in the early years, obviously, especially with assessment bonds, they're much more costly from an administrative standpoint, that the district will run at a deficit, and that's why one of the things you approve with the resolution forming the district is a development agreement that requires the developer to pay the subsidy or supplement to pay those kind of costs. So going forward, if you have other criteria that you as a council or staff may want to bring to you as far as better articulating when you'd use a CFD and when you won't, we're open to that kind of suggestion. But right now your policies have some criteria in it. And in the case of Cadence, because of the area it was located, because of the economic engine we expect that area to be, we felt this was an appropriate one to bring to you.
And Mayor, can I also suggest the council has to consider the fact that the financial implications are that now you have two unique parts of the city that will be paying a much higher property tax rate than the rest of the city. And so often is the case, we'll get residents asking why their rates are so much higher or why it is so high compared to maybe their friend or relative somewhere else in the city. And as much as we try to, all that tries to be disclosed to them up front, we have to be able to, I think it helps us to be able to say, one of the reasons that you're paying more is because you're in this unique setting, these unique amenities. It was something the city was willing to work with a developer that attracted you to come to this location, and you enjoy these amenities that are far and above what we would typically see in another part of the city. So trying to create that justification. And I think that's something important for the council to consider as we get these proposals coming in. One, you have to have a developer who has the depth and experience that we know they can deliver on this project, but they are going to be have a quality development that's going to create an amenity or a lifestyle that we could justify the additional expense that every homeowner will be paying to live in these communities, because they will be paying a premium above and beyond what the other residents of the city pay.
Okay. Are there other developments out there that, that staff has been as aware of, petitions for CFDs?
I'm not aware of any other.
No. Okay. Thank you. Well, again, the this is agendized as just to hear a presentation and discuss the timeline. So, Council, any questions regarding the timeline? It sounds like Cadence will be on our agenda for the next several meetings, just yes, taking the various steps to get it up and running. Is that right?
That's correct, beginning with this Thursday's meeting.
Okay. Thank you very much. Any questions, Council? Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks.
Next item on our agenda, item 3, acknowledge receipt of minutes of various boards and committees. Is there a motion? Motion and a second?
I have a question.
Yes.
I just wanted to confirm that the date was right for the 3D, November 5th, 2013, 2 years ago?
That's correct.
Okay. And we didn't approve those minutes in the past before at all? Wow. Okay.
Councilmember Richens, we had to wait until the commission could approve the minutes, and that's the last time they met.
Okay. All right. Just curious. Cool. Thank you.
All right. We need a motion and a second, acknowledging receipt of minutes and boards and committees. Moving and seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Motion passes. Next item is to hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. I know it's been a few weeks since we met, and there have been a few conferences attended. Who wants to report? Congratulations to Mr. Glover, who's now a member of the U.S. League of Cities and Towns. Give us the your position that Councilmember Kavanaugh previously held.
Thank you, Mayor. That. I am proud to represent the City of Mesa and the State of Arizona on the Board of Directors of the National League of Cities. I was selected and then elected by the membership at our annual business meeting this past Saturday. I follow in the footsteps of my friend, Vice Mayor Kavanaugh, him being the only other member from Mesa to ever serve on the committee.
Well, congratulations. And I attended the conference with you, and there was a valuable conference, came back with some good ideas that we'll be talking about in the next few weeks. Anyone else have anything to say? Yes, Mr. Thompson.
I would like to give a special shout out to Lieutenant, or I should say to all the men and women out at Superstition Springs Police Department for, and really Mike Bellows, Lieutenant Bellows, and Commander Thompson for putting together the first inaugural trunk or treat in District 6. And we were hoping for more than 15, but less than 250. And we had somewhere between 500 and 700 people show up. So we ran out of candy within the first 30 minutes and had to make another candy run. So huge success for the community. I'm still getting emails from people saying, you know, we absolutely loved it. The kids had a great time. But it was a lot of fun. So thank you.
Great. Thank you. Council, any other conference?
Mr. Richens? Last Thursday, attended the HoHoComs grant reception for the Mesa HoHoComs. They do the parking at the spring training, and they donate to a lot of youth groups in Mesa and throughout a little bit in the Valley, I believe. Anyway, they did a little presentation with me about how much they donated, almost $300,000 to youth groups in Mesa based on their volunteer labor to do all the parking and all the concessions, or not the concessions, but the programs and that kind of thing. And now they're covering two stadiums, and they were really excited to be able to give away more money than they've ever given away before. And so I just wanted to give a shout-out to our Mesa HoHoComs for their generosity to our community. And they gave a check to our local Little League. And in our Little League, it's funds they really rely on. We have a lot of players who can't afford to pay to play, but under Little League rules, you have to let anybody play that wants to. And so big thanks to the Mesa HoHoComs for their generosity, not just this year, but in years past. It's great to have them as part of our community. Thanks.
Yes, amen. Mr. Kavanaugh.
Thank you. Since we last met, on Halloween, it was United Way Day at the Cubs Park, Sloan Park, and council members Luna and Glover and I formed a trio of terrific judges for the costume contest, and I think council member Glover should have won in the adult category for his costume. And but it was a wonderful event showing community support. Council member Richens also was there, and it was there were over 6,000 people at the ballpark for United Way Day and watching the Mesa Solar Sox, which is a great, the Fall League is really a great pastime to see some up-and-coming stars who will probably be in the major leagues next year. But what I wanted to mention is that the city was recognized for its support of the Mesa United Way, and I was proud to accept the bronze category award for support for Mesa United Way. So my thanks to all the Mesa employees who worked so hard to contribute their time and talent to that campaign.
Thank you. Yes, Mr. Luna.
There was a presentation for young teen drivers to learn how to drive safely. They've gone through driver's ed class, but then they learn about how to make sure you don't crash. And so what they do is they go to like a Bondurant training. I thought that was amazing. And it was held at our public safety facility. So kudos to Ford for actually providing that opportunity for our kids.
Thank you. Yes, Mr. Thompson.
And to tie into safety this Sunday out at East Mark, I believe it starts at 2 o'clock. We're having our community safety event, so a lot of our city resources will be there along with DMB and a lot of the partners with East Mark doing bicycle safety for kids. We're donating some bicycle helmets and so forth. So it should be a great event. So come on out.
Great. You know, this reminds me, yesterday, Sunday, I attended a annual event that I know many of you have been to, the Royal Air Force commemoration event at the Mesa City Cemetery. This is an interesting fact that not a lot of folks in the community understand, but Falcon Field was started prior to World War II as RAF training station number 4, and lots and lots of Royal Air Force pilots came to Mesa, Arizona to be trained as to how to fly and then returned back to Europe to fight in World War II. That was dangerous training back then. I think it probably still is. So if you go to the next time you go to the Mesa City Cemetery, right in the heart of the cemetery is a beautiful area where 22 of these young RAF cadets are buried because they died in training exercises, along with some civilian trainers and some U.S. servicemen as well. So each year there's a beautiful ceremony with bagpipes and representatives from the RAF and from daughters of the British Empire and other organizations. Anyways, if you ever get the opportunity to notice this beautiful part of the Mesa City Cemetery, you ought to. It's very worthwhile to visit. But also the ceremony that's held once a year is also very inspiring, very patriotic, and appreciate the opportunity to participate in that. Any other announcements or acknowledgments? Yes.
I wanted to thank PIO or the Channel 11 folks. I don't know, you guys can't see it on camera, but in front of us, we have some new charging equipment here, a USB port. Wow. and a regular outlet. And because of my neglect regularly on charging my devices appropriately, they've accommodated us. I just wanted to say a public thank you to Channel 11 for the great job they do when they put this kind of stuff in. It's going to bail me out. So thank you, guys.
Thank you. Okay, next item on our agenda, Council, is scheduling of meetings and general information. Mr. Brady, can you update us?
Thank you, Mayor. Just a reminder, the East Valley Veteran Parade is this Wednesday, November 11th. It'll begin at 9 a.m. and at the intersection of Center Street and University Drive. Following the parade will be the first annual benefit concert to house Mesa's homeless veterans. The concert will be held from 12:30 p.m. to 2 p.m. at the Mesa Arts Center at the Alliance Pavilion stage. So we invite everybody down this coming Wednesday. The Mesa Music Festival, which is first ever, starts Friday, November 13th at 6 p.m. and it'll go through Sunday, November 15th. So there'll be over 250 musical acts performing both indoor and outdoors along Main Street. So we invite everybody down for that. It is a free event. That means you don't have to pay anything. So it's a free event, yes. And then also this Saturday, November 14th, from 4 to 8 p.m. is our Getting Arizona Involved in Neighborhoods, also known as GAIN. So we've got several neighborhoods will be involved in this event and encouraging neighborhood watch programs. And just a reminder, Council, our next study session will be Thursday, November 12th at 7:30. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Brady. If there's nothing else, I would entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting. Thanks. I've been moved and seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned, and we will reconvene upstairs for the formal council meeting.